Welcome once again to Devotional. This is Pastor Ariel, and in this episode, we will continue in the series on testimonies from El Salvador. I am confident these stories will be a blessing for you. All right, we are on a bus on our way to Atewesia Church, where Steve is going to be sharing his testimony. And a group of brothers and sisters are accompanying him, and one of them is a friend, dear friend named Julie. Julie Galvan has joined us for this trip, and I asked her 5 seconds ago if I could interview her. And Julie said, okay. So, Julie, basically is that, you know, we are at our end. Tomorrow is Sabbath. Sunday we fly back to Michigan. As you look back at these last couple of days, what have been some of the spiritual highs, the moments that you've said, man, I'm so glad I'm here?
I have to say a lot of it is making new friends and really building those relationships while we're working together as a team, finding that we can really rely on each other to try and get the job done, but also just making those connections and finding that there are some similarities in some of the things that we struggle with or that we face as Christians. That's very encouraging to me, because as we talk a little bit more, especially with some of the women that I've reconnected with, and some of them are new connections, but really getting to know them and knowing that there are some like I said, some similarities in what we're having to deal with as mothers, as parents, and being able to say, especially today being the last day that we work together, is saying we have to let's get our phone numbers so we can keep in touch and pray for each other. And that's been one of the highlights, one of the many highlights. And I think especially today being the last day, I was getting a little choked up because I started thinking about, wait a minute, I'm not going to see any of them for a long time. And so that makes me a little sad. And so it's bittersweet. But that's a long answer to a short question.
No, this is good. You didn't mention work. What kind of work were you entrusted to do during this past couple of days?
So we were painting. We were assigned to paint the exterior, a couple of the exterior buildings. It was supposed to be all of them, and I think we did. There were most of them were completed, but a lot of it was painting.
So I guess they picked you for that job because you have a lot of painting experience.
No, and in fact, they somehow I got assigned to being the assistant to the leader of our crew. So I thought that was funny. I have no experience in painting.
So hold on a second. You mean to tell me that the Lord brought you to work in El Salvador, and the Lord in His providence put you to work in an area that you have no skills whatsoever?
Yes.
That's amazing. The reason I'm asking you this, Julie, is not simply, you know, for your own reflection, but like you just said, hearing other people's journeys, their struggles, encourages you. You realize, hey, I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. Someone may be listening that either wanted to come to this mission trip and didn't, or in the providence of God is being invited and encouraged to do something like this. I'm guessing you must have a lot of spare money and a lot of spare time to have been able to make this trek over here. Am I correct?
No. not a lot of spare money. Some spare time, which I'm very thankful for, because there's some flexibility with my employer, so that's been a blessing. But no, as far as money, not a lot. But the Lord has somehow, you know, He's made the provisions, and He worked that all out. He's been amazing in providing this as an opportunity for me to to be able to come and
okay,
do something.
So far, in the answers you've given, Julie, you may have dispelled the fear of some people that, hey, I don't have money. Well, the Lord provided, I don't have time, you know, God made provisions for that. And the big one is, I don't have skills.
Yeah.
But you, maybe you know how to draw or crayons.
or color something, I can color.
But as far as the painting and brushing, this has been a new experience for you, and the Lord has made you an assistant, almost like Joseph. He put you up there.
Yes.
If someone were listening to this and were saying, I think the even bigger hurdle many people have is, I'm not spiritually there. You know, if I want to be a regular church member, I can, you know, be lukewarm, but certainly to be a missionary, you have to be at a very, you know, high mountaintop spiritual experience in order to qualify. What would you say to someone thinking those thoughts?
Oh, I have a lot to say on that, because I, just before coming on this trip, I was kind of struggling with some things and feeling like such a failure. Just before, a week or two before coming on the trip, just feeling like I'm not spiritually there and I don't deserve to be there. But this trip, and even during this week, has been an eye-opener for me. And just realizing more and more the Lord, He's just been speaking to me in so many ways on, first of all, about working with different personalities, my attitude, my reminding me that I'm not here for me. I'm here for Him. It's about Him, not about me. Reminding me that, and He does it so gently that it's very humbling. And He does it by using other people that we're working with, and that's been a blessing too. Even the people that we've, the people from our own church that we've traveled with, and I look at them and I see what they're doing and how they're witnessing to others, and it's just been so encouraging to me. And so, no, you don't feel like you have to spiritually be 100% there, or whatever, how we think that we need to be a certain way before we can do something for the Lord, because that's not the case. You know, He brought me here for a reason, and I just thank Him for that, because He's teaching me so many things about my relationship with Him and His love for me and His love for, you know, for our group, for the people that are there, for the community, for the local community, the pastors who have even, that's another thing. He's the humbleness, the humility that these local pastors, them coming here to help us paint, help us help in anything that we're doing, you know, in cleaning or working on the rooftops, and they work day and night. They start early in the morning and they work late in the evening. And they do it with joy and happiness. And, you know, we had a pastor that was helping us paint. And in the middle of the work that we were doing, we stopped. And I happened to be on the other side of the building. And when I started approaching where we were painting, the pastor, I heard them singing. And they actually kind of broke for a little bit to sing some songs together, and he prayed with us. And not only did he pray with us, he prayed for us as a church, you know, when we go back, and he had a message for us. And it was, you know, the time is short. We don't have a lot of time to waste and to for all the distractions, you know. The time is short, you know. It's time to set our eyes, you know, put all of our focus on the Lord, on Christ, and make sure that we're not in the he was talking about circles. We're not in the secular circle. We're in the spiritual circle where we need to be and grounded in Him and in His Word. And it was just such a blessing. And then we got back to work and we were painting, and experiences like that with the locals, with even with the brothers and sisters, like I said, from the other churches, and And even within our small group, from our church, you know, learning from each other and really bonding with one another. It's really those friendships. When I get back home, I think about, okay, how I want to make sure that these connections
don't fade away.
My connections with the women in my group that it doesn't fade away.
So, if I heard you correctly, you were letting people know you don't have to be 100% there.
Yeah.
Which I'm assuming you didn't feel you were 100% there before coming here.
Right.
Do you feel that this trip has impacted your spiritual life in a positive way?
Yes.
Can you maybe look back and identify how this has affected your prayer life, your devotional life? What kind of effects have you noticed in your own journey?
I know one of the major things was I noticed that if I am not spending time with Him, with the Lord alone, some alone time, I noticed that my work day is not, and I'm being very transparent, I get easily frustrated. I get, you know, there's some things that, you know, in my mind, I'm like, you know, thinking, oh, you mean I have to, you know, do this or whatever. It's very, and I notice that that's because I know that when I don't spend time with Him in prayer and receiving Him in my heart and in my mind and everything and trusting Him to use me throughout the day the way that He sees fit, I notice that my day is a little, I noticed that the work day was a little bit more rough.
So we're not giving Bible studies and we're not preaching evangelistic series, and a lot of times even I think, you know, I need to be spiritually connected for that. But you're saying you need to be spiritually connected to paint the building blue?
No, spiritually connected to,
paint with other people.
Yes, yes, and with myself, and learning how to. It's really allowing the character, Christ's character, to live His life out in me and through me. And when I don't do that, it's the effects, I don't feel effective. It's not, I don't walk away saying, you know, thank you, Lord, you know, this is, this day has been great, or this day has been, you know, thank you for giving me strength. And I mean, I have had a couple of days actually during this trip where I've had that, where I'm in my mind, I'm singing and praying and praising Him as I'm slapping a coat of paint on the wall, and where I'm even getting a little choked up when I'm doing those things, because I know that His presence is with me. But it's those days when I'm not spending, when I haven't spent that time with Him, it's a loss for me. It's a loss for, those are missed opportunities where I could have been more of a blessing to the people that I'm working for and working with, if that makes sense.
Yep. So mission work has been busy, and I can attest to that. It's been nonstop. I mean, breakfast is at 6 in the morning, and it doesn't stop after that. If someone were to be listening to this, Julie, and they're thinking, you know, in the future, maybe I would like to do mission trips, but they're not quite sure if they should or not, what caused, in your mind, what was a tipping point that caused you to say, go from no to yes, I'm going to go? Can you identify what God did inside of you that caused you to say, yes, I'm going to go on this trip?
I think there was always, and if you have this, I'm just going to speak to those that, if it's always been at the back of your mind, the Lord will bring it to the front of your mind, because that's what happened with me. It was always in the back of my mind, even when my daughters were younger, and I just thought that there's no way, you know, there's no way I can do this, that now. That would be pretty cool to do this, but the girls are younger, and I financially can't. Well, now that they're older, And that, and this past year, or in last year, it's been in the back of my mind. I'd love to go on a mission trip and do something. And that kept coming up in my mind. And then the Lord provided other opportunities for me to help in our community. But the tipping point was actually just the day that that Sabbath morning when in service, when you announced the opportunity to come out to El Salvador to the mission trip, and right away my heart just just got so excited, and my heart was beating really fast, and I thought, oh, this is the opportunity, you know. So to those of you, if this is something that's always just a thought popped in your mind, it's for a reason. Don't think that it's just something that, you know, it's just an idea that came and went. There's a reason that that's come to your mind. If you even thought for a second and said that would be interesting, that I think I'd like to do that, and then you think that that's something that can't, that no, it's not for me, or I'm not ready, or whatever, don't think that. The Lord always, he makes a way. He makes a way for it, and he provides. He makes the provisions.
So, in most mission trips, everybody that comes wants to serve, and you mentioned that, I want to serve, I want to do something. But anyone that's ever been to a mission trip knows that we always come with the idea that we're going to give and serve. But when we leave, we find that we've received way more than what we have given. Have you been able to identify what God has given you personally through this trip, Julie?
Let's see. He's given me a lot. I think one of the, are you asking for takeaways that?
Yeah, like you're going back home to Michigan, and this is something that's going to go with you in your heart that was not there when you first got here.
I think the idea that, I have in my mind how I want to serve, but there are, just because I have a way of thinking that this is how I want, this is what I want to do, and something else comes up that may not be something that is of least interest to me. It's really an opportunity. There's a reason that the Lord puts us in positions in certain places to serve in different ways, and you may never know that, you know, he always has a plan for everything. So that's one of the things that I've learned even more coming here. One of the things that was an eye opener for me, especially with the painting, because that was like the third choice that I wrote down.
What was your first choice?
My first choice was the landscaping and planting. But for some reason, the Lord, and I, now that I'm talking about it more, the Lord, I was placed for paint where I needed to be, and the people that I was with, that I worked with, really, they were such a blessing to me. And
as your pastor, I'm very encouraged to hear that, because we're just starting nominating committee. So knowing that you will be way more open now to saying yes, even if to things that you had not been thinking about, I'm happy that we're going back, and God has placed that attitude in you, Julie, that if the nominating committee thinks of you for something that you had not thought of before, you will be way more open to do it now.
I just put a bug in your ear, didn't I?
Yes, you did. So, thank you so much, Julie. Thank you for taking time and for sharing from your heart what God has done for you.
Thank you. Praise God.
I sincerely hope you received a special blessing from today's episode on devotional. I pray it has inspired you to turn the study of God's Word into a daily habit, as well as using the study tool of our Sabbath school lesson. If you haven't yet subscribed on iTunes or whichever platform you listen in, would you please do so now? This way, you will be notified each time I publish a new episode. It would also mean a lot to me if you would leave a rating and a review of this podcast. You doing this will help others discover this spiritual resource. I would really appreciate this. I would love for you to connect with me through my Facebook page, Devotional Podcast. There's a link in the show's description that will take you there. I will regularly post additional resources there as well. It would be so good to hear what you like and what I could do to make this podcast a bigger blessing for you. Lastly, would you consider making a monthly 99-cent contribution to this podcast? It would help offset the long-term cost of producing each episode. Thanks again for listening. Look forward to our next time together in the next episode of Devotional. Until then, this is Pastor Ariel inviting you to devote all you are and all you have to our Lord Jesus Christ.